You're listening to the Buckeye Visualist Podcast Show.
Next up at the mic is Amanda Eric. I'm going to consider you a special guest.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome today because you are from Sony Electronics.
That's correct.
You presented a Sony camera to the big market photojournalist of the year, Jeremy Wadsworth.
Yes, correct. We presented him with an A9 Mark III, which is, you know, our latest and greatest with the new global shutter technology and a 24-70 2.8 lens as well, G Master.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he's really going to enjoy using it.
You are the senior manager for the Imaging Pro support team.
Yeah, so we're a team of very technical, we have a lot of technical knowledge on our team. We're out there to support professional photographers in the field while they're out working. We're basically an on-call staff to help them out and then also support them in needs. We work with a lot of photographers to switch them over to a new system using Sony if they're unfamiliar with it. And, you know, we love working with photojournalists. What you do is so important, and we're out there to support anything that you need.
So you're here as a technical representative for Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Why Sony?
Well, as you know, the digital market has changed significantly. We were one of the first to the market with a real mirrorless camera, and that has changed the industry so much, and we've really been on the forefront of that from the beginning. You know, I think about features like silent shooting and how important that is in so many different aspects of photography, whether you're talking about, you know, shooting golf, for example, you know, very particular situations.
Court like, cases.
Yes, exactly.
Candlelight vigils.
That's another, you know, yes, there's so many examples of where that's been a real game changer for photographers, especially with what you all do. And, you know, carrying forward to today, like the global shutter, that is huge in terms of, you know, some of the various challenging lighting situations you run into with, you know, LED lights, fluorescent lighting and things. We just continue to kind of keep one-upping it and making your lives easier in every way that we can so you can do your job.
Do you also do like other equipment, like flashes?
Of course, yeah. So all of the accessories that go along with the cameras, we support those as well, whether you're talking about, you know, flashes, microphones, you know, vertical grips, all of the entire lens line, which we're one mount system. So you can use the lenses across the board through our entire camera system, all the way up to like FX6, for example. In our cinema line. So all of that we support. Yeah, I mean, I think in terms from the still side, we're looking at about, 10 different models currently, and approximately 10 different models currently in the full frame line, for example. And then we have APS-C models as well.
Any of our photographers or any photojournalist wanted to switch to Sony from Canon or Nikon or Fuji, mm-hmm. What is your selling point to switching to Sony?
Well, again, I think we tend to be on the forefront. We were on the forefront of that mirrorless technology. We've been in the game with that well in advance of those other manufacturers. In terms of like speed of autofocus, I think we are basically hands down number one out there. And that, you know, that's huge for, you know, when you're running and gunning and on the fly, and a strong AF system. We've developed lenses for that mirrorless system for a number of years. So we have a larger number of lenses to support that system as well.
Are you only mirrorless?
At this point, yes, we are only mirrorless. Yeah, that's the way the technology is going and has gone.
You say you have programs and discounts.
Yeah.
For students. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, of course. And I would mention too that we have not just programs for students, but there's also for, you know, freelance photographers, photojournalists that want to switch over. We have some special offers as well, and I would encourage anyone that's interested in that to reach out to us. But we do have an EDU program that's out there to support, you know, faculty and also students, where they can go into a dealer and get an added discount, or, you know, They're essentially their dealer of their choice. So we're not, you know, it's not being purchased direct, but they can exercise using this student discount And it varies depending on which offer they want to take advantage of, but they can go into the dealer and explain that they're a student, show verification, and get an added discount for purchase off of equipment.
I like what you said here about we are here to support you in what you do as well. Do you want to cover that a little bit?
Sure. The team that I work with, as I explained, we work with professional photographers out in the field. And, you know, as I said, that can range from, you know, if you're someone that's looking to, you know, switch systems, we do things like set up a demonstration loan where we would ship you directly to you equipment so you could try it out, try before you buy. Our team also provides educational support along with that. So we could, for example, plug in and play, do like a virtual training where we sit down together, walk through menus. So it's not, if it's something that you're completely, you know, feeling a little nervous about, you're afraid to try this new system, we can walk through the menu with you and get you set up and ready to go. As I said, you know, there's discounts out there as well that we can work with you on to make a transition a lot easier. Any photographer out in the field knows that sometimes you may have a situation where equipment might go down on you. So we can arrange a special loan, for example, send you in something if you run into a sticky situation. We're here to help. I always tell my team, you know, we're just here to get it done for them. So
you can test before you buy, mm-hmm. and then once you buy, mm-hmm. then you have support, mm-hmm. and if your equipment breaks down, yeah. you have support.
Yeah, and we also have a membership program, Sony Imaging Pro Support membership, which is $100 a year. It covers shipping to and from repair as well. So there's that program that's there to support you in addition to our team's, you know, technical knowledge. But, you know, I've never hesitated when a photographer calls me and they're, you know, in a situation where they might be covering a storm or something or they dropped a camera. I do everything I can to take care of them.
How many team members do you have, and are they scattered throughout the country?
They are. Our team is scattered across the country. We have about 8 people total with, you know, and everyone has sort of their own specialty, but we have somebody out there that can answer any questions that you may have. And, you know, it's challenging with only 8 people to cover the entire country, but we get it done, so.
Is there a number or website or email that someone would go to make it easy for them to find you?
I don't hesitate to give out my email because I am the manager of the team, so I could certainly put you in touch with the right geographical rep for your location. My email address is amanda.eric, and Eric is spelled A-R-R-I-C-K, at sony.com. So if you had a technical support need, I could certainly put you in touch with the correct rep for where you live.
Is there anything else you want us to know about Sony?
I will say I've been in this industry for a long time. One of the things that I have really enjoyed when I came to work for Sony is that we really do listen. They really emphasize heavily the voice of the customer. We like to hear the good and the bad. we are always looking for ways to improve, whether that's from a service standpoint or, you know, what you would like to see future cameras, for example. That's really valuable feedback to our team. We'd love to hear what you need, you know, where you would like us to go in the future, because they do listen. You know, we feed them feedback, and that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed being with Sony is that we listen to the pros. We're trying to evolve and create better systems. So again, as I said, you all could do your jobs. Take out the technical side and the technical challenges so that you can really focus on the creative.
So you have the still cameras. How are you on the video cameras?
Oh, we have incredible. I mean, that's really kind of the background of Sony is we kind of started there. I guess if you were going to compare like our pro video, we've been in the pro video market for a lot longer than the still market. I think when I was first getting involved in this business, there were more consumer cameras. And then in 2006, Sony was starting to launch sort of their first interchangeable lens cameras were being brought to market. So, you know, we've been the cinema line and the pro video side has been in the business a lot longer. So they're, you know, incredible all the way from, you know, we now have the sort of entry level FX3 all the way up to Burano and Venice. So, I mean, there's a product for you throughout the range of both still and video.
Well, thank you, Amanda Eric from Sony Electronics, to have you here as a representative of a camera company and to present such a fantastic award to our POI. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being here with all of you today.
And you came all the way from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah. I actually flew in from Austin last night, but yes, I'm from Lexington.
You probably are all over the place.
Yes, all over the country, going wherever we're needed.
Well, welcome to Buckeye Land.
Thank you. Go Bucks. O-H.
I-O. This is part three, and that's a total wrap for the 2024 ONPA Convention edition of the Buckeye Visualist, the official podcast for the Ohio News Photographers Association. Joining me during the 2024 ONPA Convention at the OSU Fawcett Center in Columbus, Ohio, were keynote speaker Terry Clark, ONPA Large Market POI Jeremy Wadsworth, and Small Market POI winner Andrew Dolph. To hear that episode, please go to part one of this show. Also joining me were our two new ONPA officers who were just sworn in today, Kristen Bauer, our new treasurer, and Lisa Scalfaro, our secretary. I wish you both luck in your new roles as leaders in this great organization that represents photojournalism staffers, freelancers, and students in the great Buckeye State of Ohio. To hear that episode, please go to part two of this show. I am your host, Lori King, and I hope to see you at next year's convention. Keep an F2.8 mind, everybody.
You've been listening to the Buckeye Visualist Podcast.